Well, here at home this weekend, polls showed Dr. Ben Carson moving ahead of Donald Trump in Iowa, and Trump went on the attack, appearing to raise questions about Carson's faith. He's a Seventh-day Adventist, and mocking his quiet nature. When asked about that on Meet the Press, Carson might have stunned some when he said he wasn't always this quiet.
As a teenager, I would go after people with rocks and bricks and baseball bats and hammers, and of course, many people know the story when I was 14 and I tried to stab someone.
Ben Carson tells that story in his 1992 biography, Gifted Hands, which is required reading in some schools. But many who embrace the book are surprised by other things they're hearing Ben Carson say. Robert Samuels is a national political reporter for The Washington Post. And Robert, he talked about stabbing, for those who don't know, when?
Well, Ben Carson grew up as a very angry teenager. He grew up as the son of a single mother and a father who abandoned him when he was very young. And the way he tells it is he constantly got into fights with people because he was so angry. And in one instance, when he was 14, he says that he tried to lodge a knife into someone's stomach. By divine providence, which is his telling, that knife got lodged into that person's belt buckle. And from that point on, Ben prayed to God to help get rid of his anger. And that's how he became this seemingly mild-mannered, spoken person that
right.
is running for president today.
Well, and so he attributes his faith, and his faith is Seventh-day Adventist. And this came up yesterday in Florida with Donald Trump seeming to question Carson's faith. Let's listen.
I'm Presbyterian. Boy, that's down the middle of the road, folks, in all fairness. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I don't know about. I just don't know about.
Robert, what's happening here, do you think?
Well, I think Trump is trying to elicit a traditional fear that the Seventh-day Adventist faith is a bit of a cult. The thing that defines being a Seventh-day Adventist is, of course, worshiping on Saturday and not on Sunday. For Dr. Carson, faith is a very big part of him. His autobiography, Gifted Hands, it became a bestseller through a Christian publisher, being published through many churches. As far as policy goes, his faith doesn't really put him at any position that's a little bit more conservative or a little bit more to the right than any other conservative politician.
He's being embraced by Christians, so Trump maybe calls his faith into question at his peril, but we'll see how that unfolds. Also, a great pediatric neurosurgeon, he writes about how his skill at foosball gave a hint at the great surgeon he'd become. His memoir, Gifted Hands, was turned into the TNT movie of the same name. Here's a clip where Carson, played by actor Cuba Gooding, is interviewing at Johns Hopkins Hospital.
The brain. It's a miracle. Do you believe in miracles? Not a lot of doctors do. There's not a lot of faith among physicians. We study reports, cut open bodies. It's all very tangible, solid. But the fact is, there's still so many things we just can't explain.
Cuba Gooding playing Ben Carson, who successfully separated twin infants joined at the head. This was the first time infants had ever survived that kind of surgery. How celebrated was Ben Carson in the black community before he even burst on the national stage in his recent race for the president?
Dr. Carson was almost singular in his mythical status in the black community for a very long time. When Gifted Hands came out in the 1990s, it was embraced not only by a number of black churches, but by a lot of public schools who were looking to show a black male role model who wasn't an athlete or an entertainer. And there was Dr. Carson, who had this really wonderful, uplifting story about growing up in a single home, empowering himself through the power of reading. And then a person who gave scholarships to lots of children in the black community, who opened reading centers and libraries in the black community. So he was almost universally beloved.
One of your recent articles is, as Ben Carson bashes Obama, many blacks see a hero's legacy fade. Ben Carson has compared President Obama's health care plan to slavery. He's also recently made a lot of conservative statements that have surprised some people. Just this month, he suggested that maybe the Holocaust wouldn't have happened if more Jews had had guns. He's talked about changing welfare benefits. He's questioned evolution. He believes in intelligent design. But what's happening in the African-American community as, well, you write, you know, sort of Ben Carson is giving some people pause?
They're generally asking what happened, because Dr. Carson was someone who they really thought was for them. They've seen him bash another black man who's been revered for his intelligence and his upward mobility, and they're wondering why he's doing that and aligning himself with a part of the country that's typically believed to not be for the uplift of the black community. So they're questioning how he became so conservative and so right-wing.
And is there an answer?
The answer is within Dr. Carson's tale. I think he believes because he was such a low-performing student that anyone could succeed to the upper echelons of the academic elite if they worked hard like he did. And I think it's also true that his faith has informed so many of his conservative beliefs that people who are more right-wing and more religious-oriented when it comes to the running of the government have really taken a liking to him.
Well, we'll continue to follow his story, but Robert Samuels, national political reporter for The Washington Post, thanks for filling it out for people who are not aware of Ben Carson's background. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Robin.